And now we will speak about the idea of Ahava, of loving Hashem, Panafeh Hem Shlosha. And the branches are three types: Hasimcha, Hadvekos, Ve'akino, happiness, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being zealous. V'hine Iyan Ha'ava, who the idea of loving Hashem is, She'yeh Ha'odim Chushik Umis'ave Mamish El Kervosi Yisbarach, that a person should be driven and desire coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rodev Archa Kedushaso, and he should run after the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kasher Yodov Ish Acher Dover Hanechma Mimenu Hachemda Aza, just as if a person would run after something that they desired a strong desire for. Until it comes to the point where mentioning Hashem's name, and speaking in the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and delving into his Torah, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your God becomes to you a delight and a pleasure, like somebody who loves the wife of his youth, or his only son, a strong love, that even just speaking about it will give him a good feeling and a pleasure. And like the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, that when I just speak of him, I remember him even more. And surely somebody who loves his Creator, a true love, he won't forsake his Avodas Hashem for any reason in the world, unless he is absolutely forced. He doesn't need to be convinced and persuaded to do Avodas Hashem. It's just the opposite. His heart will lift him and make him run after it, unless there's something major blocking his way. This is the most desired Midah to have, Asher Eileha Zochu HaChasidim Rishonon Kedoshe Elyon, and this Midah, the original great people were Zochu to. Uchmaimer, Dovid HaMelech Alav HaShalom, like Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ka'ayel Tarog Alafike Mayim, like a gazelle jumping over the streams of water, Kei Nafshi Sarog Yelech Elokim, so too my heart runs after you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzoma Nafshi Le'elokim Le'kelchoi, my heart is thirsty for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masai Ovo Ve'eira Pnei Elokim, when would I be able to come and see the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And furthermore, it says in Tehillim, Nichsefog Begam Kolsa Nafshi Lechatzos Hashem, my soul is driven and desires to be in the courtyards of Hashem. Samalcha Nafshi, Kamalcha Basori, my soul is thirsty for you, and my flesh is wanting for you. Kolzem Yitokev Hachuka, this is all from the strength of desire. Shahay Mishtokek Lo Yisbarach, David HaMelech desired HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. Ocha'inya Mashem Omer HaNavi, and it's similar to what the Navi says in Yeshaya, Leshimcha O Lezichrecha Tava Nefesh, to your name and to your remembrance, the soul desires. The Omer, and furthermore, it says there, Nafshi v'sicha b'layla, my soul desires you by night, af ruchi b'kirbi ashacharecha, so long as my soul is within me, I will search after you. The David Atzma Omer, and David HaMelech says himself in Tehillim, im zechaticha al yetzuai, if I remember you on my bed, b'ashmuros, in the night, egebach, I will think about you. Be'er ha'onig v'hashashua shahoy lo b'dabro bo, u'b'shvachav yizbarech m'shmo. He's explaining the pleasure and the enjoyment that he got from just speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his praises. The Omer, furthermore, it says in Tehillim, "Be'ashtashav mitzvotecha asher ahavti," that I get pleasure in the mitzvos that I love. The Omer, it also says, "Gam be'dosecha shashuai," your mitzvos are my enjoyment. V'hine zos vade, and this is surely she'ava zos tzorech shelo tiyya ava hatluya b'davar. This love has to be a love that is not dependent on anything. The Hainu, which is Sheyehav is Bori Yisbarach al Shemete Ve'ilav Umashiro Masiyachaso, of loving Hashem because He does good for you, or He makes you wealthy, or He gives you success. Ela Ka'avas Haben Lavev. Rather, it has to be like a father loves his son. She'ava Tivis Mamish, that it's a totally natural love. She'tivo Machricho V'chofeo Lezeh, that his nature pushes him towards that. K'maimer HaKosov, like the Pasuk in Devarim says, Halohu Avicha Konecha. Halohu Avicha Konecha. Isn't He your father? Your Creator, Umivchan Ha'ava Hazos, and the test for this love is Hu Bizman Hadocha Ka'atara, is in a time when a person is pressed and in pain. Bechin Omer Zechron Lebracha, so to Chazal say in the Gemara Brachos, Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha B'chol Avavcha V'chol Nafshecha, that a person has to love Hashem with all of his heart and all of his soul. Afilu Hu Notar Es Nafshecha, even if He takes away your nefesh, your soul. U'b'chol Me'odecha B'chol Me'menecha, and B'chol Me'odecha means with all of your money. But in order for these pains in these pressed situations cannot withhold a person from loving Hashem. Yesh l'adam l'hashev al atmo shtei tshuvos. A person has to give himself two answers, two responses. Ha'achas mehen shove l'chol nefesh. One is equal to everybody. V'ashniyah l'chachomim balei hadeh ha'amuka. And the second one is for wise people who are filled with deep intellect. Ha'achasi, the first one is, like the word Brocha says, ko ma'ida avdin min shmaila tov. Everything that is done from Hashem is done for the good. V'zeh, and this is, ki afilu ha'tzar v'hadochak ha'nir be'in avra, that even the hard and the difficult situations that seem to a person to be bad, enenu be'emes elatova amitis. It's in truth really something very good. U'chamashal harofe ha'chotech as ha'basar, like a mashal to a doctor who is cutting off a piece of flesh, os ha'ever, or a limb, shenifsa, that is no good, k'veshe yavri sharagov loyomos, in order for the rest of the body to remain healthy and not die. Sh'ava bisha ha'maisa ha'chzori la'choro, even though the action is a cruelty, eino el rachmanos b'emes, in truth, it's really a rachmanos, it's giving mercy on the person. V'lehetivu b'achrizo, to do him good in the end. V'lo yosir ha'chola ha'avosa me'arofe b'avor ze'ha'maisa, and the person who is ill won't remove any love for the doctor because of this action that he does. Al-Adrava is just the opposite. Yosef le'avo, so he'll continue and he'll increase his love for that doctor. Kein ha'davar ezeh, so to hear. K'she ya'achshav ha'odam she'kol ma she'akadosh baruch hu oseh imo. When a person thinks about all of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him, le'tovosu hu oseh, that it's all for the good. Bein she'iyya begufo, bein she'iyya b'mamono, whether it's in his body or in his money. Be'ava pishu eino roeh, be'eino mevin, even though you don't see and you don't understand how this is for your good, for sure it is for your good. His love won't be weakened for any pressing situation or any difficulty. Rather, the opposite. It will become stronger and increase in him constantly. But people who have the true understanding, they don't even need this reason. Because they don't have any intentions for themselves at all. All their davenings, all their praises are just to make the name of Hashem be more honored and greater. And to create a pleasantry before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is Gabriel ikuvim negdom, and anything that would be holding him back. To the point where they need greater strength to be able to overcome that. They'll have a strengthened heart, and they'll be happy to show the strength of their emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like an officer who is given a strong stature, that he'll choose the harder and more difficult wars to be able to show his great ability to be victorious. And this is already normal amongst many people of flesh and blood, that they are very happy when a situation comes about that they're able to show off that they love a certain thing and to show how great their love for that is. Now I will explain the offshoots of love, and they are three, like we mentioned before: Hadvekos, Hasimcha, Ve'akina. Clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being happy, and being zealous. Hadvekas hu, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, sheyeh libo shel ha'odam, that the heart of a person should be mizdabek kol kach b'shmo yizbarach, should be so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad shekvar yosir milifnos ula hashgiach el shum dover zoloso, that a person won't veer away and pay any attention to anything besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu mashe ba'ol of hamashu b'divrei Shlomo, and this is what the Moshel comes to us through the words of Shlomo and Mishlei. Ayales ahovim v'yales chen, a beloved gazelle that has a lot of chen, a lot of charm and favor. Dadel yiravuch b'chol eis, her chest will satiate you constantly. Ba'avosa tishka tamid, and you will be consistently absorbed within its love. V'agamara omru zechron l'vracha, and Chazal say in the Gemara in Erevin, omru olav Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos. They said about Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos, shahaya yoshev ose b'torah b'shok, Hatachton shel Tzipori, he would be sitting and delving into Torah in the lower market of Tzipori. Usedino mutol b'shuk ha'elyon shel Tzipori, and he left his cloak in the upper shuk of the upper marketplace of Tzipori. V'initachas hamida hazos, the purpose of this mida is hu liyos ha'adam mizdabek kach el boro, is that a person be so connected to his Creator v'chol eis v'chol sha, at every moment, at every time. Omnam, however, the fachos b'shas avoda, at least during the time when he's doing avoda, im oivu esbora, if he loves his creator, vade yehi yelo advegos esai, then for sure he will have this type of connection. V'yishami omru, in the Yishami Amrochas, it says, Rabbi Chanina ben Doza haya omeidum is pelel, Rabbi Chanina would be standing and davening, uvoch habarbar ve'akisho v'lo hitzik tiloso, and a poisonous snake came and bit him, and he didn't even stop his davening. And they went and they found that poisonous snake was dead by its hole in the ground. His student said to him, Rabbeinu, a Rebbe, Luher Gashta, did you not feel that? He said to them, Yovo alai, let it come to me, a lashon of a shvua, mitok shayolibi mechamim v'tfila. It was only because I was totally connected to my tfila, to my davening, Luher Gashi, I didn't even feel it. And on Dveikos, the Torah warns us and speaks about many times. To love Hashem your God, and to connect to Him. And further in Devarim it says, Sidbok, you should connect to Him. And again in Devarim, Sidbokun. V'David Amar and David HaMelech says, Tehillim, Dovka Nafshi L'Acharecha, my soul clings after you. V'ingin Kol Eile HaPsukim Echad. And the idea of all these psukim is the same. Shehu Advekos, this is the connection, Shehadim is Davik Bo Yisbarach, that a person can connect to HaKadosh Baruch. That a person can't separate and move away from. Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah in Breishis, Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish says, in three languages of love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had shown his love for Klal Yisrael. And we learn it in the Parsha of Shechem ben Chomer. With clinging to, with desire and with want. Mamash anfe ha'ava ha'ikris, and these are the main branches of love. Behainu, and they are hachuka shezachati, the drive, the want, like we mentioned before, the hadvekos, and the clinging to, the hanachas ve'aoneg haninza be'ezek in yonav shela'anev, and the pleasure and enjoyment that is found in dealings with something that is loved. Hasheni ha'simcha, the second category is simcha, is happiness. And it's a main principle in Avodas Hashem. And this is what David HaMelech warns us about and says in Tehillim. Serve Hashem with happiness and come before Him with rejoicing. And it says also in Tehillim. The tzaddikim will be happy. They will be jovial before Hashem. And they will be joyous in their happiness. The Shechina only dwells when you have a happiness for doing the mitzvah. On the pasuk that we mentioned before, if does Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with happiness. The Medrash says, Rabbi Ivu says, Kishatiya omid lehispalo, when a person gets up to daven, yehid libcha sameach alecha, your heart should be happy with you. She'atam ispalo lekim she'ein kiyotibo, that you're davening to a God that there's nothing like Him. This is the true simcha, that a person's heart should be rejoicing on. That you get to serve before a master that there is nothing like him. And to delve into his Torah, and to do his mitzvot. That is the ultimate fulfillment of a person, and the ultimate thing of value that's eternal. And Shlomo HaMelech says in his wise mashal in Shir Hashirim, Mashchini acharecha narutza, draw me after you and I will run after you. Heviani HaMelech HaDorav, the Melech has brought me into his rooms, Nagila b'nissen chabach, and I will be joyous and happy with you. Ki kol ma shezocha ha'odom likani ziyosa lefnim b'chadri gedulos yizbarach, because the more a person is able to get further into the rooms on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yoser tigdobo ha'simcha, his simcha will be increased, and his heart will be joyous within him. And it says in Tehillim, Chai Yisrael should be happy with what they do. The people of Tzion will be joyous with their king. And David HaMelech, who had already reached a great level of this special midah, Omer, he says in Tehillim, Yerav olav sichi anochi esmach b'Hashem. My speech should be sweet to him, and I will be happy with Hashem. And furthermore, it says in Tehillim, I come to the Mizbeach of Hashem, El Kel Simchas Gili, to the God which I have happiness and joy with, Va'odcha Bechinor Elokim Elokai, and with my harp I will praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'omar, and it says also in Tehillim, Terenei Nesvosai, my lips will rejoice, Ki Azam Reloch, because I will sing praise to you, Ve'nafshi Yerusha Padisa, and my soul, of which you have redeemed. V'hainu, and that is, Ki Kol Kachoysim Iskaberes Bekirba HaSimcha, that David Melech had such a great level of Simcha within him, Shekvar HaSvosayim Hoyum Isnanos Me'aleihem, his lips would already move on their own, Umeraranos, and they would rejoice, Be'yoso Osepi Silosev Yisbarach, and they would rejoice when he would just be involved in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chozeh migodol hislatus nafsho, and this is all from the greatness of his fired up soul. Shehoysem islahetes, that his soul was all burned up in fire. Besimchoser lefonov, in his simcha of being before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Humash asiyem, and this is what he concludes. V'nafshi yeshar padisa, and my soul for which you have redeemed. U'masinu shenizroyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yisrael. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu complained about Klal Yisrael, Mimnei Shechoshus T'nai Zeh B'Avodasam, that they were lacking this condition in their Avodas Hashem. Hu Shenemar, and this is what it says in Devarim, Tachas HaShalu Avarato Es Hashem Elokecha V'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav, that you get all these punishments because you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness and a good heart. V'David Lefi Sheroa Es Yisrael Be'isis Nadvam Al Binyan HaBayis, and when David HaMelech saw that Klal Yisrael, when they were giving their donations for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Shekvar higiu l'mayla hazos, that they had reached this level, he's palalei hamidamin for them, shetizkayim hamida hatova behem v'lo sosar, that this mida should stay with them and should never leave. Huma shenema, that's what it says in Devar Yomim. V'yata, and now, amcha hanimtufo, your nation that is found here, ro'isi v'simcha, I see that they have simcha le'iznadiloch to donate to you. Hashem lokei Avram Yitzchak v'Yisrael avosinu, Hashem, the God of Avram Yitzchak and Yisrael, Yaakov avinu, Shomra zos la'olam, guard this forever, l'yetze machshavos levav amecha, for the inclinations that are in the thoughts of the hearts of Klal Yisrael, v'achin levav amelecha, and prepare their hearts to be for you. He'anav hashlishi hu akina, the third branch is jealousy. She'yiyye ha'odam mekane l'shem kodcho, that a person should have jealousy for l'shem Hashem. Sone es mesonav, that he hates people who hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'mishtadel l'hachniyem, and he tries hard to subdue them b'meshayuchel, in whatever capacity he can. K'dei shetiyya avodosu yizbarayich, nasis u'chvodo mizrava, in order for the avodas Hashem to be done, and the honor of Hashem to be increased. V'umash omer David alav ha'shalom, and this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, halom misanecha Hashem esna, those who hate you, I will hate, u'biskomemecha eskotot, and those who stand up against you, I will start up with them. The purpose of the sinna is for me to hate them, to these enemies that I have. And Eliyahu Navi says in Malachim, Kano kinesi v'Hashem, I have been jealous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokei Tzvakos. Ukvar re'inu l'ma zocha b'avur kinosu l'elchav, and we already see what Eliyahu was zocha for the jealousy that he had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'maymer HaKosov, like the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Tachas HaShakini l'elchav b'yachaber al b'nei Yisrael, that because he acted on as an act of zealousness to be jealous, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it was a kapar for all of Klal Yisrael by the Maisa of Pinchas. Uchvar hefligu chachmei zichron lebracha, and Chazal already go at length to talk about in the Gemara Shabbos, l'daber b'mi sheyesh b'yado limchos v'ein amoche, that somebody who has the ability to rebuke somebody for doing something and he doesn't. V'gozu dino litaveis ba'avan achotim atzmo, and the din that he has is that he gets the same din of the people who did the sin themselves. Over Midrash Eicha Amru, in the Midrash in Eicha, it says, Hayusarea Kayolim, that its officers were like gazelles. Ma Ayolim Halalu Bishas Sharov, Hovchim Pneim Elu Tachas Elu. So just like the Ayolim, when it's very hot, they turn their faces this one towards that one. Kachayu Gedolei Yisrael, so to the Gedolei Yisrael, Roim Devar Aveira, Hovchim Pneim Emen. They would see somebody doing an Aveira and they would turn their faces from it. Omer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Tavu Hashav Ani Esolehem Kain. Let the time come, and I will do the same to them. V'zeh poshut, and this is obvious. Ki misha oev es chavero, somebody who loves his friend, I efshalo lisbol sheyira makim es chavero, o mecharfim oso. It's impossible for him to bear seeing his friend being hit or being disgraced. V'vadeh sheyitzi le'ezroso, for sure you'll go and help him. Gam misha oev shemo yizbarich, so too if somebody really loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yuchol lisbol, he won't be able to bear v'liros and to see sheyichalu oso chasachalila, that people make a chal Hashem. Chas v'shalom, and the people violate his mitzvos. Who Masha Amar Shlomo, and this is what Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, Ozve Sora Yahalu Rosha. Those who forsake the Torah will praise the wicked person. Veshomrei Sora Yisgorubam. But somebody who keeps the Torah will start up with them. Ki Osam Shemahalim Rosha. Those who praise the Rosha Bereshoso in his wicked times. Velo Yochichu Apanav Mumo. And they don't rebuke him in his face. What's wrong with him? Hinehim Ozve HaTorah. Those are people who are forsaking the Torah. Umanichim Osa. And they're leaving it alone. Shetizchal Chas V'chalil. That it become desecrated Chas V'shal. Ach Shomreha, but those who guard it, Hamizchaskim Lahachziga, and they get strengthened to try to strengthen it. Vadeshi is Gorubam, for sure they will stand up against them, though Yuchlu Leisapig of Ahachrish, and they won't be able to hold it in and to be quiet. Vamarakadosh Boko El Iov, and Akash Boko says to Iov, Hafetz Avros Apecha, spread out the fury of your wrath, Urei Kogea Vahashpileo, and you will see all those who are haughty, and you will lower him. Rei Kogea Hachniehu, you will see all those who are haughty and lower them. Vahadoch Roshoim Tachtom, and you will crush down the wicked people underneath them. Tomnein Be'ofer Yachad, you will bury them in dirt altogether. Pneim Chavosh Betomun, their faces covered in the hiddenness. Kizeu Tokev Ha'ava, this is the gist of love. Sheyuchal Haros, Mi She'oeves Boru Bemes, that somebody can show when he loves his Creator truly. Be'omer in the Pasukim Tehillim says, Ohavei Hashem Sinura, those who love Hashem hate evil. V'hinei be'arno ad heina, and until now we have explained hachasidus, the piety mashatoli b'maisa, that which is dependent on a person's actions. U'v'oven ha'asiyah, and in a way a person has to act. U'nevar ata ha'toli b'kavona. Now we'll go on to explain that which is dependent on a person's intentions. U'chvar dibanu gam kein l'mayla, we have already spoken above ne'ingin lishma, about the idea of doing things lishma for the sake of the mitzvah, v'shalu lishma, and things being done not lishma, l'madrigo seim, according to their levels. Omnam, however, vade misha miskavim b'avodoso, surely somebody who has the intention in his avodas Hashem, letahir nafsho, to purify his nefesh, lifnei boro, before his creator, lemantizke losheves as ponov, in order to be able to dwell before him, bichlal hayasharim v'achasidim, to be included in the group of people who are just and straight and pious, v'lachzos b'noam Hashem, to be able to see the pleasures of Hashem, olavakir be'echolo, to be amongst the chambers of Hashem, and to be able to receive the reward of Olam Haba. We can't say that a person with these intentions is doing the bad thing. But we can't say that he's doing it in the best fashion. Because so long as a person has intention for his own good, sof, in the end result, his avoda is really for himself. But the absolutely true intentions, hamatsuya v'chasidim, which is found amongst pious individuals, asher torcho v'ishtadlu l'hasiga, who have worked hard and put in their effort to attain it, hu sheyiye ha'odam oved, that a person should serve his creator, rak leman asher kvodo shel ha'odam baruch hu yigdol v'yirbe, only for the sole intention that the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become great and widespread. And this comes only after a person strengthens his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person desires and wants to greaten the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll have pain on anything that detracts from that. Then he will do his Avodah Hashem for that purpose. That in the least, on his part, is that the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be great. V'yis'avek shekol shar b'nei ha'odam yiyu kamochin, and he'll want that other people should be that way too, to have that same intention. V'yitzar v'yis'anoch amasha mematim shar b'nei ha'odam, and he'll have pain and anguish on the fact that other people are not doing it as much. V'chol shekein amasha memayid hu atmo b'shogeg, and all the more so on that which he himself is detracting, either Bishoge, unintentionally, obonis, or if it's something that was out of his control, obuchosha sateva, asher kashalo, lishomer minachatoim b'chaleis, or because of his natural weaknesses that it's hard for him to guard himself from sin at all times. King Anakosa, like the Pasuk in Kohelet says, ki odom ein tzadik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov v'lo yechto. There is no person who is righteous in this world who does only good and doesn't do chet. V'davar zeh bi'arua b'tanid be'elio, zoche latov, and this is explained in Tanid be'elio, Amru, it says, Kol chacham Yisrael sheyesh bo dvar Torah la'mito. Any chacham from Kal Yisrael that has something of Torah that is true, umesaneach al kvodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has anguish for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'akfodin shal Yisrael kol yomav, and for the honor of Klal Yisrael all of his life. U'misava u'meitzer l'chvod Yerushalayim, and he has a desire and he has pain to bring about the honor of Yerushalayim, l'chvod Beis Hamikdash, and the honor of the Beis Hamikdash, l'Yeshua, and to have the ultimate redemption, shetitzmach b'karov, that it should come speedily, v'lechinos golios, and for the ingathering of all the golios, of all the exiles, zoche l'ruach HaKodesh b'dvarov. That person will be zoche to have Ruach HaKodesh in his speech. We see that we learn from here that this is the choicest of kavanos, of intentions, that is far away from any personal gain. And you're only doing it for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to sanctify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who becomes sanctified through his creations when they are doing his will. And on this, Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra, Ezu Chasid Hamischasidim Kono, who is considered a chasid, a pious individual, one who becomes pious with his Creator. Vini Achasid Kazeh, a pious individual like this, Milvad Ha'avoda Shu Ovid B'Maisim Mitzvosav Ala Kavan Hazos, besides the fact that he's doing his actions of mitzvos with these intentions, Hinei Vadai Tzorech Shi Yitztori Tamid Tzar Mamesh Al Hagolos V'Ala Churban. This type of person has to have actual pain consistently and feel the pain of our exile and the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Mitzad Masha Ze Gore Miur Kaviyachol L'Chvodo Yisbarach, because this causes a hindrance on the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yis'ava L'Gula, and he should desire for the Gula to come. L'fi Shebo Yihya Iloi L'Chvod Shmo Yisbarach, because that will greaten the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. V'umasha Amra Atana De Be'elio She'evenu L'Maila, and this is what the Atana De Be'elio that we mentioned before says, U'mis'ava U'meitzer L'Chvod Yerushalayim, that you have to desire and you have to be pained for the covet of Yerushalayim. V'yispala Tomer Al-Gulosun Shel Yisrael, and a person like this has to daven constantly for the redemption of Klal Yisrael, V'ashovas Kvod Shamayim L'Iloi, and for the return of the honor of Shamayim to be proper. V'imyomar Oden, if a person says, Mi'ani U'mani Sofun, who am I and what am I worth? She'espel al-Golos v'al Yerushalayim, that I should daven for the redemption and for Yerushalayim. Ha'mimnei tzvilasi yikunsu ha'golios v'sintzmach ha'Yeshua, because of just me, all the exiles will be brought back in and the Yeshua will come. Shuvasu b'tzido, his answer is right next to him. Ko'oso shashaninu, just like it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, v'fichoch nivra odem yichidi, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a man alone, a single person. Kadesha kol echon yomer, in order for everybody to say b'shvili nivra holom, because of me the world was created. Uchmar nachas ruach ulefanav yisbarach, and it's already a pleasure before HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiyu vanav mivakshim umispal demazos, for his children to request and to daven for this. V'av shalo seyasa b'kashosam mimnei shalo higia hazman o me'ezat tamshiya, and even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't fulfill their request because the time hasn't come yet, for whatever reason it may be, Hinehem also es shalehem, they did their job, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'zeh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with this. V'alheder zeh hadover, and from the absence of people having these feelings, Yisroim hanovi, the novi cried out in Yeshaya, V'yar ki ein ish v'yishtomim ki ein mafgiyah, and he saw that there was no man, and he was amazed that there was nobody who would daven for this. V'omar, and it also says in Yeshaya, V'abit v'ein ozer, and I look, and there's no one helping, v'yishtomim, and I'm in amazement, v'ein somich, and nobody is helping. V'omar, and it says in Yirmiyah, Zion hi doresh ein la, that Zion doesn't have anybody searching for it. Uferesh zechon levracha, and Chazal say in the Gemara in Sukkah, Miklal de bayadrisha, that this tells us that Zion, Eretz Yisrael, requires searching after it. Harei kan shechayovim anachnu bezeh, we see from here that we are obligated in this. Ve'en anu lipoter mipnei miyut kochenu, and we shouldn't just exempt ourselves because of the lack of our strength. Ki al kayotze bezeh shaninu, because similarly we were taught in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Lo alecha ha'malacha ligmor, is not on you to finish the work, v'yata ben choron libotum hemeno, and you're not a free person to be devoid of doing this work. V'yomer od ha'novi, and the Novi says further in Yeshaya, Ein menahel la, nikol banim yolada, there's no one to lead her from all of her children, v'ein machzeg v'yoda, nikol banim yideila, and nobody holds her hand from all of the children that she bore. V'yomer, and it says further in Yeshaya, Kol ha'boser chodzir, v'chol chasto ketzit ha'soda, all of the flesh is like shrubbery, and all of Hashem's chesed is like the blossoming field. Uferesh zechon lebracha, and Chazal explain in Avodah Zarah, shekol chesed she'osim la'atzam him osim, that all kindness that they do, they're doing it for themselves. L'tovas nafshim v'lahana osim, they're doing it for their own souls and for their own pleasure. V'enem eskavnen la'kavona ha'shleima hazos, they don't have this ultimate intention. V'lo mevakshim al ilay ha'kavod u'gulosim shal Yisrael, and they don't request to have the great heightened honor for the Geula of Klal Yisrael. Sharei efshar lechvod ha'elyon lehisrabos. It's impossible for the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be increased. Ela b'geulas shel Yisrael v'ribui kvoda. Only through the redemption of Klal Yisrael and the increase of their honor. Shezet toli b'zeh be'emes, because one is dependent on the other, really. Uchamo she'namar b'sana de be'elyo shezikarti, and like we said before, from the Tana de be'elyo, umis aneach al kvodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'al kvodo shel Yisrael. That a person has to be in anguish for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for the honor of Klal Yisrael. Nimtzei's law made it. We learn out from this. Sheshnei devarim yesh be'inyan zeh. There are two aspects to this. Echad, one is hakavana b'chol mitzvah v'avodah, that the person's intentions in all the mitzvahs and the avodah Hashem he does. Shetiyah le'ilui kvodo shel makom, that it should be to greaten the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'meshe b'riyozov osim nachas ruach hafanov, in that which his creations are doing something that is pleasurable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And furthermore, hatzar the abakasha al ilu yakavod hazeh, to be pained and to request this increase in the kavod sheyase b'shleimos, that it should be done completely b'ilu kavod nashay Yisrael b'shavosa, with the increased honor of Klal Yisrael and their tranquility. V'amnam od ikar sheni yesh b'kavanas hachasidus, but there is another principle in intentions of chasidus v'hu, and that is tovas hador, for the goodness of the generation. Shehine roi l'chol chosid sheyis kavim b'maisav, that every chassid, every pious individual, should have intention in his actions, l'tovas dor kulo, that he's doing it for the good of his entire generation, l'zakos osam, to merit them, ulahagin aleihem, and to protect over them. V'inyan ha'chassid, and this is what the pasuk in Yeshaya says, imru tzadik ki tov, ki fima aleihem yochelu, they say of a tzadik that he is good, because the fruit of his labors they will eat from. Shekol hador ochol meperosav, that the entire generation eats from the fruits that he creates. V'chein amru chachmeinu zechon l'rachem, so too Chazal say in Baba Basra, hayesh bo eitz, does it have a tree? Im yesh mi shem megin al dorok eitz, is there anybody who protects over his generation like a tree? V'sira shezehu retzonok shomakom, and you shall see that this is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyu chaside Yisrael mezaken u'mechaprim akol shar hamadrego shebehem, that the pious individuals of Klal Yisrael should merit and give an atonement for all the other levels of Klal Yisrael that are within Klal Yisrael. V'umasha amruch zechonot levracha b'lulav, u'minav, and Ezra Chazal say, referring to the lulav and the other Dalvid Minim in Vayikra Rabbah, yavo elev yechapru alele, that these will come and be a kapara for the rest. She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu chavit ba'avdan harishoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to wipe out the rishoyim, to wipe out the wicked people. Ela mitzvah mutalas ala chasidim le'ishtadol le'zakosam le'chapar aleim. Rather, it's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon the pious and the righteous individuals to be able to work hard to merit an atonement for those people. And this is what a person has to do in his intentions when he's doing his avodas Hashem, and also in his active davening. That he should daven for his generation, to give an atonement for people who need an atonement, and to help bring somebody who needs tshuva to come to do tshuva, ulalamei tzanegoria ala dor kulo, and he has to give a defense for his entire generation. Uchvar om zechon levracha al posuk, and Chazal already say on the posuk in Daniel, v'ani vasi b'dvorecha, I have come in your word, shelo chazer Gavriel v'nichnas lefnim min apargod, that Gavriel didn't come back and go in beyond the barrier, elek eshalimei tzanegoria al Yisrael, until he gave a defense for Klal Yisrael. V'gidon ne'emar lo, and it was told to Gidon and Shoftim, lech b'chochach zeh, go with this strength. Because he tried to give a defense for Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev ela l'misha ohev es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only loves those who love Klal Yisrael. V'chol ma she'odem magdil ha'avos al Yisrael, and as much as a person will increase his love for Klal Yisrael, gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdil ola, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will increase his love for that person. Ve'elehem haroim ha'amitim shel Yisrael, and these are the true shepherds of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chofetz b'hem harbe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires in them very much. Shemoshim atzman al tzono, that they give up themselves for the sheep of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'dorshim u'mishtadlim al shlomam, and they are constantly working hard and seeking out the peace of Klal Yisrael. V'tovosim, and they're good. B'chol adrochim, in every way possible. V'omdim tamid b'peretz, le'ispal aleihem levat al gzeros v'akoshos. And they constantly stand themselves up where the breaches are to daven for Klal Yisrael and to undo all the bad decrees that are hard for them. V'liftoach aleihem shari abrocha, and to open up for them the gates of blessing. What is this comparable to? Ba'av she'ena ohev shum adam yoser mimishahu roe she'ohev esbonav ahava ne'menes. To a father, that he won't love any person more than when he sees somebody who shows love, a true love, to his son. Hu davar she'ateva yoyerov, and this is something that nature will prove it. Hu ingin koin gadol she'amru alav, and this is similar to the koin gadol that Chazal say about him in Makos, Shahayalahem, that the Kohanim Gedolim should have asked for mercy on their generation, and they didn't. Rechin Amru Chotud Chazal say in there in the Gemara Makos, Ahu Gavra de Achle Arya, the Rich of Tlosa Parse Minei, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, there was a certain person that was eaten by a lion, that was three parsos away from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Eliyahu didn't appear to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi for 3 days. Harilacha, you see, Hachova Hamotelas ala Chasidim, the obligation that is incumbent upon pious individuals, Levakesh Uleishtalel al Bnei Dorim, to request and to work hard for their generation. So now we have explained all the divisions, the main divisions of Chasidus, and their details are given to anybody who has intellect and anybody who has a pure heart, to conduct himself with them in a straight path based on these major roots, everything in its proper time.